Your Monday morning thoughts set the tone for your whole week. See yourself getting stronger and living a fulfilling, happier, and healthy life. Welcome to Mental Health Monday. Hi guys, welcome and thank you for joining me on another episode of my podcast. It is Mental Health Monday, and this Monday I just want to give you a little motivation on how you can start your week, your Monday, on a positive note so that you end the week on a good and happy note at the end of the day. Thank you so much for taking our time to come listen to me on my podcast today. So first things first, after the joys of the weekend, by the time Monday rolls around, we are likely to find ourselves dreading it more than looking forward to it. And a lot of people hate Mondays, so they have this Sunday scaries before Monday even comes. But if you're able to use your Monday to refocus on your goals, your to-do list, all your schedules, and you're able to get some me time before Monday comes, then you're bound to enjoy, you know, Monday a little more. So today I'm going to share with you some tips and ways that you can start your week off on the right foot. Number one, change your perspective. The Sunday scaries are real, trust me, but they don't have to be. So try changing your perspective. Instead of dreading Monday, think of it as a fresh start, a new opportunity to begin the week off on a positive note and get motivated about all that you are going to accomplish for the new week. Secondly, have an attitude of gratitude. I'm always talking about gratitude. So along with shifting your perspective, being intentional about having a grateful attitude will help your outlook on the week. So try to spend quiet time in the morning reading a devotional. If you're a Christian, you can practice some prayer time or me time with God, spending time in the Bible or just filling out a thankful journal to reset your mind and focus on what matters the most. Also, create something to look forward to. When we are looking forward to something, it gives us this feeling of anticipating something, especially when it's something that we love. For example, treating yourself to your favorite meal after work, making a habit of scheduling a fun lunch date, or devoting your evening to some self-care time, movie time, you know, something that just makes you happy. Having something to look forward to on Mondays makes the day much better. So whatever you choose, that it is something you love and try making it a habit for the next month. Also, have your weekly to-do list already complete. So setting aside some time on Sunday, or even if it is Friday, yes, you can do your to-do list on Fridays too. Just set aside time to make sure that your intentions for Monday and the week ahead is written down, so that when Monday comes, you can ease some of the stress, okay? So each week at the top of your planner, try to write two or three small goals that you want to accomplish, and then focus on those goals for the week. It may be completing a blog post, working out every day that week, drinking more water, or even seeing a friend that you've meant to see for a while. Start your work day or your Monday with a workout. So recently, I discovered that workout is actually good for me. Yes, it helps me feel more happy, and I feel less tired after I work out in the morning. So even if it is stretching, some yoga poses, you can try it, and trust me, you'll feel amazing afterwards. So getting your body moving in the morning, even if it's just a 30-minute exercise, it boosts your energy and gets your mind refreshed for the day and for the week ahead. Finally, gather some inspiration. So what better way to start your week than filling some inspiration into your system? You can go on Pinterest or Pinterest, yeah, gather a few motivational quotes, look up some ideas for your office or your home, find some outfit ideas, look at beautiful pictures of, you know, cute things. There are so many amazing and lovely things you can find on Pinterest. So whatever it may be, exercising the creative part of your mind can give you a jump start of energy and refuel your inspiration for the week. And that will be it all for today on Mental Health Monday, where I managed to, you know, give you some ways or some tips on how you can start your week on a positive note. I'd love to know if you're motivated about Mondays too, so you can share some of the ways that you get your week going with me and let me know. Thank you so much for always joining me on Mental Health Monday. Do have a wonderful week ahead, and don't forget to stay happy and keep smiling. Show kindness to yourself, show kindness to people around you. Until another episode again, this is me saying bye.